Boker Tov, good morning. Welcome back to the Breakfast and Learning. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim. Ubichlanam Harav, Shlomo ben Shamsi, Hamda Baruch HaVecha Dujani, Almei Chanukam Rivkas, Rabban Munir, Shlomo ben Sarad, David ben Rachel, Yafa Bad, Deborah, Rivka Bad, Chavi, Rivka Bad, Eser, Shlomo ben Sarfayim, Ben Abba, Shlomo ben Chanaf, Ben Miriam, Yehuda ben Yafa, Chayasaf, Rachel, Chanaf, Rachel, Ben Malcham, Miriam, Ben Chavi, Ben Miriam, Chana, Diana, Ben Naum, Rachel, Eser, Tamar, Eser, Chanaf, Ben Gita, Ben Baruch, Dan, Ben Eser, Chavon, Ben Yaakov, Ben Malcham, Shlomo ben Neta, Ariel ben Yafa, Ariel ben Yafa, Yosef ben Devarash, Shlomo Kenina, Yosef ben Yafa, Danim ben Dina, Simcha ben Yafa, Ben Amar, Gidu ben Yaakov, Shlomo Kedidu, Kedidu, Lina ben Gad ben Miriam, Gabriel Shlomo ben Nechama Malka, Malka ben Esther, Lavdi, Lilu Nishmat, David ben Eliyahu, Binyamin ben Yitzchak, Eliel, Derma, Ephraim, Shimon ben Yishael, Rina, Malka ben Dan, Boaz ben Avram, Dina ben Aharon. And thank you again to the Hamatian family for sponsoring this week's breakfast, Lilu Nishmat, Tamar, Beracha, Bat Abraham. Okay, we are continuing. We're in Parashat Devarim. In this week's Parashah, there's a very interesting story. Again, Book of Devarim has a lot of repetition on the other four books of the Torah. And so Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he retells us the story of what happened when the Jewish people were going to war against Sihon, the king of Emori, and Og, Melech HaBashan, Og, the king of Bashan. And the Torah tells us the details of what Hashem spoke to Moshe in that story. First, it says the first conquest was with Sihon, the king Sihon, who was the king of Emori, and it tells us the whole story over there. And then when it comes down to the conquest, the war against Og, the king, we know that Og, first let's talk about a little bit about Og. Og, we know, is a giant. Some say this is the same Og from the time of Noah, that, when they had the flood, they said there was a giant who was hanging on to the ark and he survived. He was named Og. Some say it's the same person, some say it's a different person, but he was a giant. He was someone that they went up against war against the Jewish people. Now, the Torah tells us by Og, by the king Og, it says, Al tira'oto, don't fear him. Right? Hashem tells Moshe, do not fear him. But by Sihon, the king Sihon, it doesn't say, don't fear him. So the famous question everybody always asks is, why does Hashem have to tell Moshe not to fear Og? But he doesn't tell him not to fear Sihon. He doesn't tell him not to fear anyone else. Don't fear Og. What's so special about Og? And of course, we know Rashi tells us, and the commentators explain to us the beautiful story. What happened? If you go back in the Torah, Avraham Avinu, when he was told, he was first told that his nephew Lot was taken captured, and you have to go and save him. Who was he told by? Og. Og went and told Avraham Avinu, your nephew has been captured. You know, you have to go and save him. You're his only hope. So now Avraham Avinu, he gets up and goes. And what was Og's intention? What did he want to do? He said, I want Avram to go out, go to war, God forbid, die, so I can take Sarah, I can take his wife. That was his intention. But what did he do though? He told Avram, he gave him opportunity to go and perform a mitzvah. He said, go and save your nephew. But his intentions were terrible. So the Mefarshim, the commentators say, because Og had that one mitzvah of telling Avram Avinu, go and save your nephew, even with bad intentions, Hashem had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Al tira'oto, don't fear him. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu would have feared him for such a tiny mitzvah. Meaning, Og, his performance of that one mitzvah, that one action that he did, even with such bad intentions, wanting to Avram to die in order to take Sarah as his own wife, still Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of that act as such a powerful mitzvah. I think there's such a beautiful lesson we can learn from this whole story. And it's the idea of the power of our mitzvot. A lot of times a person doesn't realize how powerful your mitzvot are, and how powerful one act you can do is in this world. You know, when a person gets to the world to come, there's no more time for a person to perform mitzvot, for a person to learn Torah, for a person to be, you know, doing nice things for others, be ma'asim tovim, be a nice person. It's done, it's over, you get upstairs, you finish. So the only time you can acquire that is over here in this world. And we have so many opportunities, so many times you can do good to others. You can perform chesed. You can do a nice act. You know, if the Torah is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the biggest prophet of all time, and he was afraid of Og, who performed one mitzvah with terrible intention, we can understand the power of a mitzvah even with bad intention. How much more so you can understand the power of a mitzvah when a person does it with the right intention, with good intention. That means that if you go and you have an opportunity to perform mitzvah, instead of thinking to yourself, oh, what a burden it is to wake up in the morning, I have to do this, I have to help with my wife, help with the kid, change the mindset. Think in a different way. Every time you perform an act of kindness, every time you perform a mitzvah, you're changing the world. You don't know how powerful your mitzvot are. And it's actually a Pirkei Avot. The Pirkei Avot says, "Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam amid," that there are three things that the world stands on. Ala Torah, Ala Avodah, Ba'al Gimilu Chasadim. The Torah is number one. Number two is Avodah, which is the temple service, today's prayer, Tefillah. And number three is Ma'asim Tovim, a person's actions. With these three things, these are the pillars of the world. The world is standing on these three things. Without one of these pillars, the whole world would collapse. That's why I always like to tell people, that's why if you think about it, in every place in the world, there's different time zones, right? You remember this? Maybe I'll tell this to you 20 times. There's different time zones all across the world. Here, Israel, Italy, Japan, China. Why? So that in every part of the world, there's always someone keeping up the world. There will never be a time in the world that Torah is not being learned. We go to bed, in Israel they're learning Torah. Israel goes to bed, in Japan there's someone learning Torah. Right? Same thing with the mitzvot. There's always someone praying. There's always someone performing chesed. If there was a time in the world that one of these three things would not be done, the whole world would end. We would not be able to continue. And the beauty behind this is that because every one of our actions has the power to keep up the world. We don't know, with your 1 minute of extra of listening to Torah, or your 1 minute extra of performing chesed, doing a mitzvah for someone, helping someone who's in need, you don't know what that kind act will do for a person. You don't know, you don't understand how powerful it is. In your own mind, you think, what can that do? What can that help someone? But on the deep end, you don't know what that will do for someone. I want to share a story, it's a true story. I apologize if you heard this before, but bear with me. There is this man who got a job in, I forget where it was, I'm pretty sure it was out of the country, to be a meat inspector. And he took the job, and he went to be a meat inspector, and every day his job was, he would walk in, say good morning to the guard, he would walk into the freezer, check the meats, make sure everything is good. And that was his daily routine. And then as he would leave that evening, say good night to the guard, go home to his wife and children, v'chule v'chule, etc. Every single day, the same routine. He was working at this job for multiple years. And every single day doing the exact same thing. Good morning, go check the meat, do everything he needs to do, leave, good night, go home. One day, everyone was working, all of a sudden there was a blackout. And the whole factory, the whole freezer, everything shut down. The freezer door, the electric door shut closed with the guy inside. Everyone ran outside, blackout, alarms going off. And it was close to evening. So everyone slowly starts getting ready to leave. They shut down for the night. And the owner is about to close up and leave, and he's about to leave. And he goes and he walks by the guard and he said, good night, I think we're ready to go. And the guard says, no, 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 someone's inside. So what are you talking about? We checked everywhere, the lights are off, there was a blackout. He says, no, there's someone inside. He says, how do you know? He says, let's go inside and check. They start looking and looking and looking. All of a sudden they see someone banging on the freezer door. Help me, help me. If the guy would have stayed all night, he would have died. They saved his life, they opened the door and saved him. The guy asked the guard, he said, how did you know I was in there? He said, because every single morning for the past 3 years, you would say good morning to me, and you would say good night. This morning you said good morning, but you didn't say good night. I knew you were still inside. You never missed a day. You don't realize with your good morning and your good night, you think you're helping someone else. You're saving yourself. You don't realize how powerful that mitzvah is. You don't realize how powerful it is to say one nice word to someone, to give a compliment to someone, to do chesed with someone, to say good morning, the smallest little tiniest thing. You don't know. You know, I was leaving Canisa last night, and as I'm leaving, I see a Spanish worker riding his bike by at like, I don't know, 11 p.m., whatever time it was. And 9, 10 p.m., whatever time it was. And I see him like very shy, awkward. And he looks at me and he goes, hi, like this. I say, good night, have a good night. And he, I think it might be. And he turned his smile, his smile turned on. You know, his smile turned on. And I thought to myself, I'm like, first of all, who is this guy? Second of all, what did I do? Like, did what I just do have any importance? And I thought to myself, I said, you don't know how many people this guy probably passes, he's probably homeless, he has nothing, and how many people ignore him, and think he's weird, and don't respond to him, and don't answer him, and don't say good morning. Even a goy, even a non-Jew, it doesn't make a difference. Because when you accustom yourself to acting with kindness, to being a nice person, you change your atmosphere, you change your avira, you change who you are, and now everyone around you will change around you as well. When you make yourself a person who people want to emulate, people want to be like you because you're a good person, you're someone who's nice, you're someone who performs mitzvot, they care about other people, you will change everyone else around you as well. And this is what I think this week's parasha is teaching us. Why did Hashem tell Moshe, don't fear Og? Why? Because even the smallest little act, you might think that, yeah, there is a reason to fear. Because this guy has a zichut. He has a merit. He performed the smallest little performance of a mitzvah. The smallest little act. And it has so much power. And so with that power, you can do so much in this world. And we learn from Og that even with bad intention, it has so much power. But how much more so when we perform our mitzvot, we do chesed, we say kind words with good intention, with a nice thing in mind, how much more powerful that will be for us and for the people around us. Have a great day, gentlemen.